Our next story takes us to Sudan's southern neighbor, Uganda. There, a judge is expected to decide tomorrow whether a magazine can continue to publish the names of gays and lesbians. Some people have been attacked since the magazine outed them. It's part of an anti-gay atmosphere in the country, and some say that American evangelicals are at least partly responsible. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
In October, a tabloid called Rolling Stone, no relation to the American magazine, published an article headlined, 100 Pictures of Uganda's Top Homos Leak. The article listed names, addresses, and hangouts of gay men and lesbians. Frank Mugisha saw his photo, then he noticed the subhead, Hang Them.
I was shaken. I was freaked out. I was scared. I'm like, hang them? What is the general Ugandan community going to do to us if the media is calling for us to be hanged?
Mugisha, who heads up the group Sexual Minorities Uganda, found out a couple of days later when he received a text message from a university student. It said,
you guys should be executed. We know where you live. We know who your friends are. And we shall come and deal with you as the youth of Uganda.
Mugisha was not physically attacked, but others were, says Christopher Senyojo, a retired Anglican bishop who works with gays in Uganda.
I know a girl whose house was stoned and had to run away for some time from that neighborhood. And I've known people who have been actually attacked because after this publication, some bad elements started to hunt them down.
Across Africa, gays have been targeted for punishment or violent attacks in Malawi, Zimbabwe, Senegal, Cameroon. But Frank Mugisha says in Uganda, there's an American connection.
Homophobia has always existed in Uganda, but it has greatly increased over the past, I'll say, 2 years, ever since the American evangelicals came to Uganda.
The gay movement is an evil institution.
That's Scott Lively speaking at a conference on homosexuality in Kampala in March 2009.
The goal of the gay movement is to defeat the marriage-based society and replace it with a culture of sexual promiscuity.
Lively, who declined an interview, heads up a conservative evangelical group in Massachusetts that claims that people can be healed from homosexuality. On that same trip, he met with members of Uganda's parliament, and a few months later, parliament member David Bahati introduced a bill that would impose the death penalty on gays.
I'm just trying to make sure that there is a way to protect our children and make sure that our traditional family, the culture that we believe in, is not polluted.
Bahati says the vast majority of Ugandans oppose homosexuality, and he's just representing their views.
There has been an impression that maybe Bahati is another Hitler, is another Saddam Hussein. I'm not that. I love people. I love gays. But we disagree on how we should approach this issue.
Bahati's bill, which will be considered as early as February, would exact the death penalty for consenting gay adults who are, quote, serial offenders. It would give life imprisonment for touching someone of the same gender in a sexual way, and jail time for anyone, including friends and family, who doesn't turn gay people in.
If it was passed, it would be terrible.
Bishop Senyojo believes what the law doesn't do, vigilantes would.
And the mob could definitely attack anybody who they said was a homosexual.
The Obama administration has warned Uganda that this is a bad idea. David Bahati says America should mind its own business.
We respect America for what they believe in. They should also respect Uganda for what they believe in.
Bahati says because of international pressure, he would consider removing the death penalty provisions. He says his bill has overwhelming support in the parliament. But even if it fails, the current law barring, quote, carnal knowledge against the order of nature carries a penalty of life in prison. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.